Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast, and it is me, Joe McGrath.
Finally.
Fuck off.
Where have you been?
What do you mean, where have I been? I've been in Dublin, I'll explain all.
Have I ever missed an episode?
No, because you always work around you.
No. Have you missed an episode?
100%. Your Napoli soon will work around you again. You went Marrakesh before, we'll work around you again. I go Dublin, no one worked around me.
Yeah.
True.
No.
I think we went to Dublin for 24 hours as well, and you couldn't wait.
Do you want to know something interesting?
Can I just quickly, before you do this, most of the people haven't turned off yet. So let me tell you this. There is 11 tickets left for the Sloppy Joes podcast live. It is on the 29th of April. It is at 53.2, the wonderful theatre we did it last time. It is at 12 p.m. Get them tickets now, because once they are gone, they are gone. Now Joe can carry on.
We went to record last Wednesday. Or should I say, we did record last Wednesday.
We did record last Wednesday.
And I get a message in the group chat.
For everyone.
9:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
Am I coming in today then?
Or do you want? This was solely, no, it is. It's so banter. This
you at home can tell us whether you think this comes across as banter,
full on banter
or not. After, of course, we've just been ridiculed for not working around Jam. Am I coming in today? Then we'd already agreed it, so obviously. Or do you want to get Jay on? I'm a bit sore.
Right,
Ethan.
Great,
Ethan.
Banter.
Rather than addressing the fact that you're clearly trying to bitch out on us, it comes at it from an eyes. We haven't arranged anything with Jay yet. You think you can do a 25-minute show? Giving you the old... Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen, by the way.
Yeah, hello, everyone.
Giving you the old, like,
is
come on, big boy.
Today?
You know, we haven't got... Jay isn't available. He said, you've never missed an episode, and it's only short. It'll be better with you. And you said, I'm the worst I've ever felt. Just seen a dog at the airport and nearly cried. That's how hungover I am.
To be fair, I did nearly cry at the dog at the airport because it was just like...
Right. Ethan says, I think this will make incredible viewing. 25 minutes, we'll feed you and give you water. I said, yeah, come in. Got no one else to do it. It'll be funny. You said, I can't. I'm so effed.
I said, what does effed mean?
F you.
Why don't you say it?
Well, because it's still early on in the show, isn't it? And we've been having trouble with monetization recently, so I thought I'd rather not.
Sorry.
I said, you got 4 hours and it's 30 minutes.
Do you know what? This changed my mind. That text there changed my mind.
Because I also said, and you know, I'm sorry I had to go there. I said, you won't miss Radio Manchester because you're hungover and we're better than them. That's what I said. Bit tongue in cheek. You said, that's the thing. You said, it's 30 minutes, but it's 3 hours out of my day. Look, some of the excuses here. Right, and then here's what happened. I said, driving at 2, film, be home for
And I was like, right, okay. Yeah,
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
No,
I was, I'm going to do this, it sounds good.
No.
I'm in the middle of Dublin Airport, I've said, I've had a sausage butty, I think, right, things have changed.
Right, okay.
I'm looking.
But as far as we're concerned, the thing you just said, you said none of. You just said, I can't drive. And then 1 hour later, said, I'm not going to be there in time, sadly. No BS, I'm delayed an hour and a bit.
It was awful.
Right?
Awful. Awful experience.
So then I said, what? How convenient, whatever, messing about.
No, at this point, you got nasty then.
No, I said,
I'm not in charge of the flights.
I said, incredible slice of fortune for that, there for you, isn't it?
Slice
almost unbelievable coincidence. Then, yes, okay, I'm going to believe, I never checked, I'm going to believe that flight was delayed.
However,
you then had the audacity, absolute audacity, to say, Definitely would have been in if the flight wasn't delayed.
Of course I would have been in.
That is absolute nonsense.
It is true. I would never miss it. I was just pulling your leg.
Right.
I would have been in. I would have not missed it. But Ryanair, you're a disgrace.
Right. Ethan, from your perspective and from the viewers at home, let us know in the comments. Did that feel to you like Joe McGrath was just pulling our leg? Or did it feel like he got bailed out by the fact that his flight happened to be delayed?
Hello, everyone. Well, if you remember, Joe, a few months ago, there was a time when I rocked up early one Saturday morning and we couldn't record because Joe McGrath was too hungover to come in. And who was it? Do you remember that, Joe? Was it Becky, his partner, had a text on Joe's behalf? Is that right?
Yeah, he was so poorly that his girlfriend had to text us instead. Do you know who's never bailed out on the day? There's another time you nearly bailed out as well,
when?
By the way. But
when?
It was a day where you were meant to come in and do... Let's not worry about that.
Go on, no,
you were meant to come in and do a watch-along. and do the podcast at the same time.
There's a long
night. You rang me in the morning saying, I can't do it, but I can still do the podcast.
Oh, yeah, you blackmailed me that day.
And I needed to.
Yeah, you blackmailed me.
But you've got form, Joe. So tell us now the truth. First of all, was the flight even delayed?
The flight was delayed 2 hours.
Promise.
I promise you on my life, okay. You can check it. It was the 12 o'clock flight from Manchester, no, from Dublin to Manchester on Wednesday the... I don't know,
And two, did you actually think this was all a bit of a joke, or did you get bailed out by the flight being delayed? Be honest with us, because honesty is one of our main policies.
I'll be honest with you. It's really down the middle. I was so happy when the flight got delayed. I was like, oh, thank fuck. Because there was an element of me that was going to just fucking... Because I had a Club Orange. You ever had a Club Orange from Ireland?
Drinks are free.
That's Tropicana. Club Orange is even better than a Tropicana. It's the Irish version of Tropicana. It's called Club Orange. Did I say that? And changed my day. I had a sausage with mayonnaise. That also changed my day. And then I thought, this is going to be the new me. And then, Tannoy.
Who's that you went with?
We're sorry to tell you that...
Isn't Tannoy in Vietnam?
No, Tannoy, the Tannoy.
Oh, that's Hanoi. Sorry.
We're sorry to...
Bit of a sniffle.
Sorry, yeah, he didn't have a cold. The other person didn't have a cold. We're sorry to announce that the 12 o'clock flight from Dublin to Manchester is delayed by 2 hours.
And then across a bustling airport, everyone managed to hear... Get it!
Yay! I did a knee slide.
You did the Peter Crouch, didn't you? You went full.
In celebration, I just shit where I was then.
Yeah.
But I'm upset I missed it. I missed Ethan getting a massage, which I don't think, you know, what a moment for me to miss.
I know.
I got a good massage story.
So, well, before we get into that, how was your week then? How was this Dublin trip that sort of ruined our
24
lives?
Hours in Dublin. Also.
We
worked around Ethan more than we worked around me, and that made me upset.
Here we go.
The power play here. We could always have just replaced Ethan, but you weren't having any of it.
What do you mean we could have replaced Ethan? Who was in Ireland?
You do who's wrote. You worked with me. You knew he was off Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I don't remember that.
He told us.
No, he never told us. For example, you've told us that you're going to Napoli. Could I tell you the dates? Could you tell me the dates, Ethan?
No, I couldn't tell you.
So he told us, like, you've just told
us
then.
No.
To remember his fucking diary.
No, but yeah.
I don't remember yours. I know you're going to Naples at a certain point.
But the problem is, and this is getting too into the weeds here, but the problem is, Joe, is when we arrange to meet, me and Ethan turn up, and you don't always turn up.
Because you work together. You've got this, like, in passing conversation, you just say, oh, by the way, I'm off Thursday, Friday. And then you leave it to the end to tell me that he's off. I was left in the dark. I'm the victim here.
One of the sorest losers and I'm least capable people of taking the blame I've ever met.
Shut
up, Ethan.
I'm in control of the camera, so look, it's me talking now. I can mute you two if I want to. What I was just going to say is we always meet on a Wednesday before
we do our panic on a Wednesday.
The only time we do a Thursday is if on a Europa League night, and there was no Europa League, and you know that.
Yeah.
For everyone who's not a football fan, it's just because United played different games. Right.
Anyway, Let me tell you about Dublin.
Dublin was great. Great flight over there. Went to a pub that I've not been for ages called the Confession Box. Did some confessions. It was really good.
I put other things before the Sloppy Joe's podcast.
I don't put other things before the Sloppy Joe's podcast.
Boozing and that. Who did you go to Dublin with?
Daryl.
Oh.
Daryl. What are you saying? Do for? Daryl, the guy who swallows pennies.
He was smelling some Euro scent over there, wasn't he?
Yeah, in the middle of the night, he woke up whilst we were asleep and said he was going to have a heart attack and then left the room for an hour.
Did you chase after him?
Nah. There was at one point, 55 minutes in, I thought he could have had a heart attack. He did, he came back, he was happy. What else are you going to bring up here? If it's something bad, I'm just moving on. It's not a slag off Joe episode.
No, it's not.
It is, though.
Oh, is it? Okay, great. Thank you for giving me permission. Turgenev's Russia. Read it. Good book. Talking of Joe struggling to take responsibility for negative outcomes in his life.
I'm not doing this early in the pod. I'm not doing this.
Now, for those
at home,
most of you know, I'm sure, that Joe and I were graciously enrolled in a personal trainer program the Robust Body Project with Ash, our coach. Check him out on Instagram if you haven't already. We're now, I think, halfway through that. We're 6 weeks into the 12-week program.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus, well, that's gone quick, hasn't it? Well, time flies, you're having fun.
I'm halfway through it.
Yeah.
I think you might be a tenth of the way through it because you text me the other day. All it said, quite simply, done with Ash.
No, I'm not done with that. I'm done with the workouts doing. Spider crawls, shit like that. I can't do that. Anyway, don't you said you weren't going to say that.
No, you liked Ash. We get on with Ash. Ash is a lovely guy. Ash is great. I've loved working with Ash. I've lost a stone under Ash's tutelage.
Yeah, well done.
But it's no fun having me, who was slightly in better shape anyway, losing weight, and you bailing out. It's just this is meant to be a rag-to-riches story.
Life gets in the way.
What's gone wrong? Why have you struggled?
I've got another stag do this weekend. I've got a Dublin trip.
Another one?
No, a Dublin trip back. We've got Easter coming up. Who doesn't love Easter eggs? Do you love Easter egg, Ethan?
No, not a big fan.
Just me then, loves Easter eggs. You know, life gets in the way.
But when you say life gets in the way, these are sort of bad dietary decisions that are getting in the way, aren't they?
Yeah.
When you signed up for the personal trainer program, and before
I forgot that was a thing. I just thought it'd be like a tablet or something. And it disappeared.
But yeah.
That stayed.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Strong.
And before this, we had PT in the park, who was another personal trainer. As it turned out, you only went to because your dad bought the membership and then couldn't go himself.
No, then I paid it off.
Yeah. Would you say you're ready to maybe take this change?
Do you know what I am? Do you want to figure it out? I'm like a Chelsea Football Club.
Right.
Brilliant. Lot of history. Good at what they do. Can't be managed. Can't be coached. You know, you'll try, but no one can get a grip of me.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the job's too big. Except, in more ways than one.
Except for some reason, Gus Hiddink.
Yeah, because
but he had to go. Maybe the only reason they liked him is because they knew he had to leave.
Yeah. So unfortunately, you know, the job's too big, and like you'd probably say, in more ways than one.
No, I didn't say it.
Yeah, you would have said that. You were in more ways than one. What was this slag off Joe Day today?
No,
you come in here.
It wasn't meant to be a slag off Joe Day today.
It is. Even why?
But things have just lined up in a certain way. Because I wanted to talk about this personal trainer thing because I've been experiencing wonderful changes.
Only reason you want to talk about it is because you're doing well at it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not show off day, is it?
Could be.
Right, well, go on. How well are you doing?
No, I don't really want to talk about that.
You're going to take steroids to make your penis bigger. That's what you told me. That's what you told me. You want to bring out some secrets? You've told me off air, like I've told you off air a couple of things, that you're going to start taking steroids that makes your penis bigger.
Right.
And then I said, why? And you went, who doesn't like a bigger penis? That were your exact words, and here you are. Right, it's all coming out, innit? It's all coming out. True or false, you're going to deny steroids.
Right, did I say it? Yes. I need to talk to you about this.
Why do you need your penis to be bigger?
I don't need
How small is it now?
A quarter of an inch.
Wow.
No, I don't need it to be bigger. Not in that way, but just I'm okay with it. I'm not worried about it. But I was having a conversation with the lad yesterday.
Who?
Just don't worry about it. One of my cousin's mates. And he was saying that he took a certain steroid, right? I'm going to say what it is. It's called Anavar, right? It's a pill. It's not like an injection. It's not like testosterone. It's not the big boys. There's a big ones like Tren, which just make your whole body turn bright red and you can't sleep.
Tren?
Yeah. Trenbolone. Clenbuterol. These big boys that are scary.
Nice.
Anavar's like your sort of My First Steroid by Fisher-Price.
Okay.
It's a little pill. It's quite cheap. There's not major side effects, but there's not major effects either.
But you can just buy it.
Well, you'd have to buy it on the web. Tell me, you
know, dark web.
I don't know if it has to be dark, but maybe a sort of the not too bright.
Yeah,
web.
Not from Amazon.
Or Amazon. But he also said, "Oh, I took it for 6 to 8 weeks." And it made my penis 13% bigger.
No, he didn't. You're talking shit there. He didn't say the word 13.
No, well, what he did...
How did you measure you've got 13% bigger penis?
Well, I did that afterwards in my calculator. So he described how big it was before, how big it was afterwards, and I ran the numbers. Right. I crunched the numbers.
So how big is
But then I Googled, because then you think, throughout history, if there was a pill that cost between 60 and 80 quid for 8 weeks worth... That's less than a fucking Now TV subscription that made your penis 13% bigger. Everyone would have had it.
Yeah.
You see these documentaries about people who are having like bits of their hamstring put in and like extending it over a rack and all that, sleeping with the curlers in and all that stuff. Not the country, like a clothes rack. But I mean, like squashing it and straightening it, and flattening it, all that stuff. People go to great lengths to get great length, won't they?
Right.
So if this pill existed, then it. But then I Googled it, and it works. Let me read you this.
This is mental. This is too much.
Or it doesn't always work, but it can work. So if I Google...
But that's bad. What are the side effects as
so
well,
this is
please?
A study. The effects of oxandrolone, which is the sort of longer term for it, on genital development in uncomplicated growth retardation. This is
in
the name of the study.
What retardation?
What in tarnation? So it says, the penile length percentage, it caused a marked increase in penile growth, this drug.
But.
It also appears, so this is a horrible sentence, although the older boys fell into lower percentiles than the younger boys, which who the hell did this study, it appears that they showed significant penile catch-up growth.
I just don't, what are the risks?
Like, medium to mild liver disease.
If 1 in 100 went blind, would you take it?
I'm not, just to clarify, I'm not going to take it.
You are?
I'm not.
You are?
I'm not, but I did. It did.
You get
it
these
did,
weird, like.
It did pique my interest.
You get fixated on weird stuff.
I do, yeah.
And this is why you're good at losing weight, because I just fixate on everything.
Yeah.
You've been fixated on this.
Yeah.
Now you're being fixated on bonds. Now you're going to be fixated on growing your penis. Like, it's just like you've got, sometimes you've got a one track mind and it's just so focused.
But that's why.
So in a year's time, you're going to be ripped a massive knob.
Loads of money.
Maybe that's where
I'm going. Oh no! What a terrible position to be in.
All right, sign me up.
You having some?
I'll do it if you do it. What were the side effects? I don't, my liver's.
Let's have a Google of some side effects. Ethan, what do you make of this?
What size is your penis?
What size is my penis?
No, not that. What do you make of this whole conversation?
I'm just a bit scared, Drew, in terms of like taking all these random drugs.
But let's not forget, you were on steroids 2 weeks ago.
I was, but that was to keep me breathing and that. And apparently, if you have steroids for too long, it can make you go a bit doolally and that.
Yeah.
So here's the thing about making steroids make your penis smaller.
No, well that testosterone-based steroids can make your testicle smaller. Because a lot of testosterone is produced in the testicles, and if it doesn't need to make it, then it doesn't, and it goes smaller.
Here's a mad fact about the testicles.
Go on.
Apparently, if you dip them in soy sauce, then 2 minutes later, you can taste them. You can taste soy sauce.
You can taste mine if you want.
Apparently.
Hey, I'll dip these in soy sauce, and 2 minutes later, you can taste them.
I think we should do
this.
So if
it tastes like soy sauce.
Right.
Of course they fucking do.
They've
been marinated in soy sauce. Of course it tastes like it.
Who wants to do this as a Patreon special? We have a selection of dips, and we all have to guess what the dip is just by dipping our balls in it and holding it for 2 minutes. I'm up for it. You're like, oh, wow. Sweet chili.
We're just going to be able to smell it in
the
room.
Can I ask a question if you don't mind?
Peg on the nose.
Can I ask a question? Do you know, if you don't mind me asking, I'll target you, Drew McGraw, with this question.
Here we go.
Has anyone, sucked on one of your testicles before?
Yeah, could you taste their breath?
That's exactly what I was going to ask.
Teeth? Christ.
I've been for a jog for 10K and I can still taste your breath more than these suckers.
I don't know.
How could that be possible? Where the fuck
apparently
have you
we've
heard
got
that?
Taste buds in the testicles.
Well, how come my mouth doesn't taste like sweat now then? Because I'm cooking up a storm down there.
How do you know it doesn't?
Maybe it always does. Where did you hear this?
I heard it on a TikTok.
Google it.
Google. Does your testicles.
And also, why did they say soy sauce of all things?
Right, do you want to have a little guess? Because you did a game like this, didn't you? You were once on TV, by the way.
Yeah.
For a game like this.
Yeah.
What?
So, Joe's on telly.
A game like this?
It's called Beat the Internet.
You basically Google something to a point, and then you've got to guess what's...
The remaining, Google searches.
What's first
the recommendations.
Does your testicles what? Ethan, do you want to guess?
Does your testicles...
Or do your testicles.
I'm going to say, droop.
Droop? No, droop is not one.
Something about them hurting. Hurt when you Durable. Something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get full.
Oh, wow. Let's move on.
Do your testicles have taste buds?
Jeez. That's not one.
No, it's not one.
Well, right, this can't be true, Joe.
Although the testicles do contain taste receptors.
What?
They don't lead to taste because they're not connected to the brain. Oh. Still a good game.
What corner of TikTok are you in?
No, where do testicles have taste buds?
Probably grown men dip their testicles in soy sauce.
You're just seeing the reaction of the men. You're not seeing the testicles. Yeah. Are you? But, you know, you pay more for that.
Yeah.
So what have we come to the conclusion? You've apologised for me for the...
No, no apologising's gone on.
I will continue my training with Ash.
Good.
And smash it. I'm not drinking this month.
That's really good to hear. Speaking of, I vomited after a night out last week.
Yeah, you said, oh, should we meet up for a drink? And I said, yeah, and then you just didn't text back.
No.
You did.
What is it with you and just pretending things happened?
But what happened then? Do you want to get the WhatsApp voice message up again, shall we?
Let's do it, if you're going to play that game.
So go on, tell me what happened.
So basically, my cousin and some of his mates came up for one of their birthdays, and I went out with them. But I don't drink that much anymore, I've realised. I didn't realise I didn't drink that much, but I don't drink that much. And I went out, and I get to the point where my brain isn't that drunk. Like, I can still talk, I'm not slurring, I'm not like... Oh, I know.
Yeah.
But my body just, it's like it goes, poison! Time out a sec. Like it registers the alcohol as poison, which it is.
Yeah.
But I've just thought, I've got to that point now, I'm going to be sick. The next part of my night is me being sick.
And then can you carry on after it?
So I sat in the toilets of what used to be cocktail, beer, ramen and bun or whatever.
But now Kong's. You went to Kong's?
Yeah, it was a bad choice, not made by me. I don't want to get into that.
Did you get food?
No, it was really, it was just, it was the only people in there were the bartenders and the kitchen staff sat at the bar and us. But I sat in the toilet in there for half an hour.
Half an hour?
In through the nose, out through the mouth. Kept repeating to myself, the body gives up long before the mind. Vice versa. The mind gives up long before the body. Just don't give up. I thought this ain't going anywhere. So I texted Lizzie, pick me up. She was on call.
You're such a wet wipe.
She was on call.
You text your girlfriend saying, pick me up.
No.
Why did she? What is she? Your mum?
No. She'd already said. I'll pick you up tonight.
You're West. Were you getting the girlfriend to pick them up on a night out? What time is this?
It's about 11:30, but we started drinking at 3:00. It was a day sesh.
Pick me up.
Well, she said she would. Why would I not?
Yeah, but why don't you just let her go to bed on a Saturday where she could chill out?
Because she can come see me. So she picked me up. We got on the way back to Stockport.
Did she bring you a happy meal?
Huh?
Did she bring... You definitely went McDonald's on the way home.
No, she offered it and I just said, just stop talking. I can't deal with this. She brought the dog with us.
She brought the dog into town at 11:30 at night?
Yeah.
Why?
So it'd be nice for me when I got in the car.
You too.
Then I was like, right, pull over. This is it. And I pulled over and just was sick on someone's driveway just outside Levenshulme.
Nice. Did you leave a note?
Two big vomits. Just back in the car. Oasis, bottle of water, woke up next morning, felt fantastic.
You put Oasis on?
A great night. Little by little.
I mean, Ethan, what have you been up to, mate? Have you had some experiences? You had a couple of days off.
Oh, I've been...
We worked around you.
I've actually been on the beers quite a few times recently. I've been enjoying myself. It's been nice.
Best night you've had?
Oh, good question. I can't really remember. I don't know why I've just lost my train of thought.
Okay, we'll come back to you. You said in this group message, in this message thread between you and I, that you need to issue an apology on the podcast.
Oh, I did. I do. So, something's happened recently, and I think it's a combination of peer pressure and St. Patrick's Day. That since St. Patrick's Day and having only Scrans in, when he gave us a Guinness, I then... On the St. Patrick's Day night, decided, oh, it's not be fun, is it, tradition? I just stayed on Guinness. And I've got to issue an apology. It's actually quite nice.
Right.
And it's probably the drink I'll drink now for a bit. I quite like it.
So you've really got into it. You slagged it off. You said it was a hipster's choice.
No, no,
you said,
no,
when you have it, it makes you more thirsty. It doesn't quench your
thirst. It does, though. But then I get more Guinness. I drink more Guinness.
Yeah.
So I have to issue an apology. I'm sorry for those people who I slagged off. In fact, they didn't get into the 9 out of 10 club at the start. Yeah, apologies.
I remember what I've been up to.
Fuck me.
Sorry. I did an escape room for the first time in my life.
Nice. Wow. Not one organised by your stepdad?
No, not one organised by my stepdad.
Escape the loft. Who is this family up here? Oh, it was a bit of a laugh.
Well, it's funny you say loft, because it was in a... It was the theme was a motel, which was a bit like a...
Absolutely like not anything like a loft, but carry on.
And yeah, so the theme was a hotel, and it was 5 out of 5 scare rating.
As voted for by who?
What happened? Is this like TripAdvisor but for escape rooms?
This is the
Trap Advisor.
This is one of the scariest escape rooms that you could do, and it was me, Bill, Matt, Wob. And Manisha, who'd done the escape room. And
rumour has it she's still in there.
Well,
she was taken by the mechanism itself, wasn't she? She's become part of the escape room now.
Funny you say that.
No, it's not.
I just killed the camera there. Funny you say that. It's
Whoa.
Got...
It's the escape room.
The spooks have entered the podcast.
Well, it's got a 40%... past success rate, you see.
Wow. So numbers kicking about age for a bit of fun.
5 out of 5 spooktacular rate, 40% success rate.
So in we went into the escape room.
I've never done an escape room. What is it? Is it one room with loads of clues in it?
No, you see, Joe, so there's a few rooms, and what you have to do is try and find the clue to unlock the next room. You find the mystery key, you crack the code, and into the next room you go. The time is ticking. You've got an hour. Will you complete it or will you not? Only fate can decide that, really.
No, hard work can as well.
Yeah.
You had a couple of mystery keys that Saturday night, didn't you?
Absolutely not. It's not Joe McGraw in Dublin. It's Joe Smith in Manchester.
And so in we went. The guy, Jack, covered our eyes, our instructor. A bit like Bear Grylls, you reminded me.
What, for the full hour?
Oh, no, sorry. Just as he led us into the room for the first room. And then Jack says, right, yeah. The first thing you have to do is find the CDs, I mean the DVDs, and put them into the TV, and that will give you your next instructions. Bang! The door closes,
Whoa.
Right? Yeah. And then off and away. And then Wob's getting all flustered. He's looking for a torch. Manisha's running around in circles. Bill's just flipping things off the bed.
Did you say that running around in circles helped you escape the room at all? Or was
well,
that maybe?
This was the problem, Joe. We just got told the first instruction was to find the DVDs so and put them in the TV. But no one was doing that.
Just to ask you a question.
Yeah.
When you said then, you've got to find the CDs, I mean the DVDs, and put them in the thing. Did he say that sentence?
Oh, no, sorry. That was me correcting myself.
I thought that was like a subtle clue. I thought the DVDs are going to be in the CD player.
We're onto something.
Yeah, I'd be like, hang on a sec, mate. What was that? But no, you just fucked up his line, did you?
That was right. I was retelling the story and I had to correct myself halfway through.
Okay.
But there we were, finding the DVDs, and then eventually... I was like, no, sorry, I had to remind us to find the DVDs. We did eventually find the DVDs. And then the bed comes forward. A hole in the wall opens up. And through we burst into the next room. And then we're in the next room,
In the next room. What was the clue there?
Well, the glory hole. Obviously, I don't want to like waste loads of time. But it was quite exciting because one of the clues led us to the unscramble the words, which were, breathe on the mirror. And I was laughing because Bill started breathing on the mirror. And I was thinking, what a moron. He thinks breathing on the mirror is going to do something. But there it was. The numbers that were needed occurred on the mirror.
It says breathe on the mirror. Why wouldn't you?
But I just thought, like, what's the mirror going to do when you breathe on the mirror? But it actually did show some numbers of that.
Like they know what they're doing, this place.
Imagine you in there by yourself, just refusing, like, forgetting that you need to look for CDs, I mean DVDs, not breathing on the mirror, just trapped in that first room for 9 hours, crying your eyes out, looking for some CDs.
Well, you see, Drew,
all I could find was these DVDs. I'm stuck forever.
Well, you see, Drew, Jack, the guy who has... described to you as a bit like Bear Grylls, the man who was leading this expedition, or the manager of the escape room, I should say, was...
the man who was leading the expedition, or should I say an employee of Gorilla Corp.
He was saying... what was he saying? I've lost my train of thought again. I've had such a long day today. Anyway, what happened was... I'm so sorry. I've not had a break. My brain's gone to mush there.
Sorry. This is a break.
So basically, what happens is we all fall out. And
were
we
you
can't
there?
Work it out.
Fucking hell. Why does it feel like you're making this up on the spot?
Well, we couldn't crack the codes and stuff. Oh, that's what I was going to get to. So, Jack is Jack's communicating.
He's ill. The guy's ill.
He's communicating to us on like a speaker, and he's watching us through on the cameras. All right, and Jack shouts to us, "Move to the cooker. That's a clue." And I was like, "Everyone, be quiet. Did you hear that?"
Fuck off.
Again, and he said, "Move to the cooker. That's a clue." So I go,
and then you went, what could that mean? Surely not move towards the cooker. Will, you big idiot. Will says, moving towards the cooker. No, Ethan says, that must be wrong. The clue that he's given us explicitly couldn't be the answer. Man. No one in the history of that escape room was given more clues than you, by the way. No one ever had to give that many clues before.
And then we all moved to the cooker. All right. And then Matt comes wandering over. He's a little bit slow. And then... bang!
He must be slow for you to call him slow.
Well, sorry, you just missed my big change of pace there. So Matt comes over, then bang! Right? Wow. A man with a mask comes into the room. He's brandishing a baseball bat. He's wellying it off everywhere. He runs over to us. Manisha says, "You fucking dare." And then he backs off a little bit. And then he's slamming the place up. Everyone's screaming and that. And then I say, "Excuse me, could you give us a clue?" And he went, "Oh, bang, bang, bang." Made us follow him. And then he started pointing at some things. Anyway, we've tried to follow those clues. We didn't complete it. We were too slow. And we didn't even make the last room, which was apparently the best one.
Fucking hell. What a story.
What a story.
How much did that cost you?
What a story.
Well, Matt's got one of those blue cards.
Oh,
that you get
fuck
for,
me.
For
so being... hang on a sec. This guy's got a fucking yearly pass to this and he couldn't even get to the last room.
Well, no, he's got a... Well, they give you 25% off on those blue cards, nice. Don't they?
And, what, like a blue light card?
I think that's what
it's
called.
Does he work for, like, local parliament or something?
He used to be an assistant teacher, but he's not anymore. But he's still got 2 years on it.
How is it that ending there is the most exciting and interesting part of that story?
I can't go. Hey, listen, can I tell you what?
Ethan,
did I tell you once that, do you know near Ruby Lounge, you know near where Northern Soul is that used to be on Church Street? Yeah. There was an escape room there. A Ruby Lounge used to be a really good venue.
Next to Mint Lounge?
No. Huh. Other side.
Okay, sorry.
Ruby Lounge used to be a great venue, and I was working for a band there once. And I was, so there it is, escape room there, Ruby Lounge there. And as the band followed in through this fire escape, and I went and grabbed some of their gears and stuff like that. And as I was throwing it over my bag, and then I was trying to get in this room, like, fucking hell, this door. So I just went, fuck off, opened it. I entered the escape room. There was four people trying to figure out the clues. I was the man. They went, "Do you have a clue?" I went, I
ain't got a fucking clue, mate. That's what you said.
Through and went, "Can you get out, please?" I went, "Oh, I'm very, very sorry. Very sorry."
That was you with Ethan then, wasn't it?
I've only got one more story before 9 out of 10 club.
Well, great, because, you know, we could do something.
Massages. Oof. Ethan had one last week. Have you had another yet?
No. The woman said to me, maybe do it once a month.
Okay. So
I love it.
I was working once on a radio station. This is going to remain anonymous. I'll tell you off air.
Tell us now.
No. I'm not going to tell you now because you might sue me. And there was a guy finishing a breakfast show.
He was what?
Finishing a breakfast show. And what happened was he was leaving this station and we were going to go all out for a little bit of a drink, a brunch to celebrate. And then we were going to meet him back later that night to celebrate more. He lived a bit far away. So we had to come in, obviously do the breakfast show. We all stayed, had brunch with him, but we were getting on the beers. And he liked to drink. Still does, I think. Anonymous. Still does. Loves to drink. Guess about 11, 12 o'clock, we're like, right, we've got to go. We're going to go back to work. We'll see you about 4-ish, 5-ish. You're going to go home or something. You're going, No, no, no. I was going to get wanked off. Right. Went to a massage parlour in Manchester. A massage parlour. Got... was in there for 3 hours.
No.
Right?
No.
Wanked off twice. Right? Comes back and meets us at 4 o'clock. Just telling everyone, to be wanked off. Loves it. Loves it. He's got a card and everything. He knows where to go. Anyway, he comes back, and because whilst he's getting wanked off,
Why is it that the third time
he's quota? We can reach quota. When he wanked off, they allowed him to have cans. So he's in the massage parlour drinking
what,
cans.
What, headphones, like on radio?
No, 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 like, you know, oh. Strongbow.
Yeah.
And he's getting wanked off, and he's having cans like that. So he comes back, he's bladdered. He's bladdered. He's so pissed. Anyway, the guy, the security guy, wouldn't let him into his own leaving party. He went, fucking hell. So he went, what do I do now? He went, got wanked off again. On his own leaving party, he got wanked off, and they went for an all-you-can-eat Chinese. We walked past, said, oh.
Walked past him. What do you mean you walked past?
Not when he's getting wanked off.
Oh, you pulled the door open again, didn't you?
He's having his chow mein. I couldn't believe it. So we had the night, nice night. He paid for like all these different bits. We thought we might as well go. So we went without him.
So his leaving do was brunch and getting wanked off 3 times.
Yeah. Whilst drinking dark fruits. It's a great leaving do. What a crazy thing.
He could have done that without you lot there, though.
No, he could have. Right, should we get into the 9 out of 10 club?
Yeah, let's do it.
Lovely. Right, 9 out of 10 club is very simple. It's the club in which we try and bring foods to the table that people think are 9 out of 10. And this one is by Joe Young.
Mighty Joe Young, the gorilla.
Don't know.
Did you ever watch that? Unbelievable film.
What?
Mighty Joe Young.
No.
A big boy, but he had a heart of gold.
Be like me. Now then, fellas, love the show. Proud to be part of the Slop Squad.
Slopper Army, but whatever.
Slopper Army. I want to bring today a food that I think is in the 9 out of 10 club. And ladies and gentlemen, it fucking hell. It is the chicken parmo. Now, we've got chicken parmo there in all of its glory. This is a chicken fillet breadcrumbed with bechamel sauce on it, topped with cheese and baked in the oven.
And it can be all yours as today's special prize.
And here it is. What have you got there, by the way?
Well, they did it like a meal deal, so it's come with a chip, it's come with a mac and cheese, and it's come with some sort of
Ethan,
corn
what
salad.
Do you know about a parmo?
I feel like I should know more about a parmo because it's like a northeast kind of scran.
Well, describe that then, because not everyone knows about the fact that it's like a northeast thing.
Well, you see, it comes more so from Middlesbrough, I think, and I'm not really educated enough to talk about a parmo because I don't really think I've had one. But I didn't think that's what it would look like. I thought it came in like bread.
Well, it has been breaded, as in like pre-breaded before it was battered. But then so it's like almost like a chicken. Go on. A scallop or whatever, escalope, with cheese and cheese sauce on it. To me, go on, there we go. Ethan,
come round.
Come round.
You got any more forks for us?
We'll pick it up.
You pick it up, I haven't picked it up.
What do you think?
It's all right.
No.
Do I think we've got the best one? Probably not. No one's touched it yet. What are you doing? Put some pasta on it.
Why are you putting mac and cheese on it?
Why are you putting mac and cheese on it? That's not a parmo.
That's not detainting it.
Oh, why is that?
Well, I said already it came as a meal deal. I couldn't help it.
Big mouthful from Ethan there.
We have another one.
Get us one, another one. Yeah, yeah, come on. Get us another one. Don't be tight.
What?
Go on, then,
have
that.
There you go.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Ethan passed that back.
Right. So we'll describe it, what it is taste-wise. Is it anything other than just its constituent parts?
No.
There we go.
What I've got to say is the combination of all the flavours, the chicken, the breadcrumbs, the cheese, the bechamel sauce, it's nice. We've had a break today. Is it 9 out of 10?
I mean... What are we reviewing here? Really?
A piece of chicken.
A piece of chicken with some cheese on it. Isn't it? Bechamel sauce doesn't taste of anything.
No.
I've never liked bechamel sauce in anything.
Yeah, but you've got hatred about bechamel sauce. Why?
I just think it's... At best, it's a cheese sauce. And at worst, it's flavourless slurry.
What?
It's literally, what is it, like flour, butter, milk. That's nothing, is it?
No, no, no.
Bit of salt and pepper. I get it. You're adding a bit of flavour there. But it's like...
Do you think we've had a good one there?
I don't think it matters. It's absolutely lacking a bit of tang.
Yeah.
There's no acidity to that whatsoever. It's so rich and creamy. It needs... Like, do you know like a chicken parm, which isn't the same as a parmo, often will come with like a Italian-style tomato sauce on there as well.
Oh, nice.
That is great.
Yeah,
because you've got that acidity really and that sweetness to cut through the richness. But that is just like... It's like something you make when you get home after a night out. Do you know when you're just looking through the fridge?
He did say, Joe Young says he drinks it, he eats it piss.
Yeah, but it's like something that not a restaurant has made, that you just made chicken breast, oh, we've still got some leftover bread sauce from Christmas, put that on it, cheese, put it in the oven. That's it.
That's it. Ethan James.
I don't get it.
Well, you see, with these things like a parmo, I can only assume the person who sent it in, like, I feel like you have it on like a night out or something. It kind of gives you some good memories of that. That's what it's supposed to do. Do you know what I mean? You associate some food with just having good times.
Yeah, it's a good time food.
Yeah, and yeah. You know what? I did enjoy it. I wanted more. I'm starving. I haven't really ate today, so if there's any more chips or pasta going later, I'll be delighted to hoover that up. But yeah, I thought it was not too bad at all, but I do know what you say. Maybe this wasn't the best example of a parmo, because am I wrong? Is it supposed to be breaded? Or?
Yeah, it is breaded.
It's definitely supposed to be breaded.
That is breaded.
Oh, sorry, I meant coming bread.
Hold on. We need to rewind a bit. What?
I thought it came in like bread.
Do you think breaded and breaded the same thing?
I just realised that was a communication error there, yeah.
But what, communicating between what, your brain and your mouth? Because we haven't said in bread.
I thought it came in
except
bread.
When we're talking
stop
about
saying
you
think it came in bread.
Does it not?
It doesn't come in bread, no.
Oh, I'm sorry, everyone.
Call yourself a fucking someone from the northeast.
I know, this is what I mean. Like, everyone talks about parma, but I never actually had one.
The only thing that comes in bread in this studio is you, Ethan.
Does your stepdad not make you a parma?
No.
That was a quick response, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's not 9 out of 10,
yeah,
is
he? Yeah, he's not 9 out of 10. There's another thing on there that I think we need to... Maybe,
sorry, everyone.
Maybe, no, so Palmer's not 9 out of 10. I think we're going to get a lot of hate for that. And maybe we'll have to go up to Ethan's way and try one round there one
yeah,
time.
Yeah, proper Middlesbrough one. But you need some, like, I hate to say it, ketchup would do. A little acidity.
Ketchup would do. There's something on there which I think we could do next week. The mac and cheese. I think we need to talk about mac and cheese.
I'm happy to talk about it now. I think it might be the most overrated food in the world.
I think this is going to cause a bit
I think mac and cheese is shit. It is shit. It is awful. What are we pretending with mac and cheese? There's no. It's not crispy. Like, it just lacks.
It does lack. I'm fully with you.
There's no, like, known dip for it. Like, ketchup, it lacks that acidity. But we know you can go into a mayonnaise or, like, a hot sauce. Not obviously no acidity in mayonnaise. You go into a hot sauce, you can go into a ketchup, you go into a barbecue sauce. You can bring that acidity. There's no, like, obvious dip for mac and cheese. It's already wet. It's so creamy. It's so just soft. Yeah. It's like eating, like, a cheese soup with pasta in it.
Yeah.
What's the point?
You know what's better than it? Cauliflower cheese.
Cauliflower cheese is better because it's got more flavour.
There's more bite to it. There's a bit more something to it. Yeah. Mac and cheese is overrated, Ethan.
I hate cauliflower.
Nope, weird question.
It's like we do this podcast with a cat.
It's so fucking
that
mad.
Sort of listens to a little bit, but he's too busy licking own soy sauce flavoured bollocks to know what's going on. We're asking you whether we think mac and cheese is overrated, and he just goes, I hate cauliflower.
I'm lactose intolerant, so I don't have it too much, but like I'm saying... I'm bloody starving, so if there's any left over after today, I'll give you some.
Fuck me. We're not torturing you here. People think you've been down here for years. What have you eaten today?
Toast.
Pardon?
Toast. Had some toast and some toast today.
How many slices?
It's not well,
just,
is it?
Just two bits of toast.
Just two, please. Two he almost said please then. Just two, please.
Why
no, you're not ordering,
like,
Ethan.
Why
Ethan's
you
delirious and I'm worried about him.
Oh, I just got my schedule a bit muddled up.
I'm a bit worried about Ethan. I think we should end this podcast.
Well, no, we got Ask Ethan.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, even better.
We've got 5 minutes. I've got a couple of Ask Ethan's because I wanted to get it on. SloppyJoesPodcast@gmail.com. Also, quick one. We're toying around the idea of doing an either bit of a show and tell or a talent show on the live show. showing off the Sloppers' talents.
Yeah, because you're a talented bunch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You listen to us every week, but we want to listen to you. We want to hear what you can do.
As so simple as, you know, being great at naming all the countries in the world.
Yeah.
To roly-polies.
A juggler.
To a juggler.
Yeah, a man who can sick up in the air and catch it in his own pants.
Oof. We may have a special judge as well who could come on and judge you.
Yeah.
And we may have a prize. Oof. TBC. But if you do have a talent, sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com, the live show is your stage.
Yeah.
A couple of Ask Ethans. This is from Jacob Hegarty.
That's my old housemate.
Trish. Why do you drink syrup like it's a pint?
Oh, he's actually wrote that in. yeah, well, that's actually, I didn't think we'd get onto that. Every time I go around to the lads in Didsbury, I always just drink out the syrup bottle.
What do you mean, the syrup bottle?
I don't get what you're talking about.
The golden syrup bottle. I've got a bottle of golden syrup there that no one touches. Every time I go around, I'd probably say I have between 6 to 10 shots of syrup because I love sugar.
This is so weird. You just drink syrup from
them? Yeah, so like, if say like in their house where they live in Didsbury, and they've got like a darts board, so I'll be throwing a few darts, I just have a bit of syrup.
Like an old man, like drinking whiskey in an American film, just sliding a glass of syrup down the bar to you.
Yeah, but sometimes I get a little bit embarrassed, so I hide behind the fridge and just have some syrup, but the spot me sometimes.
It's like proper syrup synonymous.
So you sit, you hide behind a fridge and drink syrup like a fucking wasp.
Yeah, so I just start like across.
Like an ant.
So they can't like
syrup off
me.
A countertop.
Yeah, and just get a few syrups.
How much sugar do you have at your own house?
I don't have syrup there because I just drink it. It's because I see it, that's the problem. I see it and I want to drink it, so I drink it. So I tried ban myself from like fizzy pop and that. I try not to buy fizzy pop, but when it's like in, say Adam buys some fizzy pop and I see it in the fridge, I just go, I have to have like a half a glass. That becomes a full glass and a glass and a half, and then I just can't stop. And syrup's like a quicker way to get a lot heaven.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fix. Syrup's like you start off on a bit of weed. That's like a Coke Zero, isn't it? Yeah. A little joint. Syrup is smack, innit? Yeah, syrup is pure heroin.
We all started off on pancake day, Drew.
He's fucking funny, innit?
Right, it did.
Take us back, Ethan.
Hold on.
So, me and Rybo were looking...
Trove Tuesday for those Rybo. Uninitiated.
Me and
Rybo?
Ryan. Bissett.
Keep talking, Ethan. You'll be all right. We need to do this podcast when you haven't had a break every week.
Oh, God.
So Ryan, a.k.a. Rybo.
Rybo?
Me and Rybo were getting some stuff ready.
Is that
to
short for
some...
Ribena?
Something
else you probably drink straight from the bottle.
It's called, I hope he doesn't mind me saying his surname. His surname's Bissett. I'm sort of
business.
Oh, Bissett. Oh. Bissett. Sorry. Bissett? Bissett.
What's going on?
So basically, me and him went on an adventure to find some pancake stuff.
This has to be so much shorter than your last story.
And we went around and we were having a look and we couldn't find any syrup in Tesco. And he said, I'm not having pancakes if I have no syrup. So we went all the way to the other end to, I think it's the Co-op. And they didn't have any either. So we went back to Tesco and we asked the man, have you seen the syrup? And he went, oh, no, I've not seen the syrup. And then he lifted up this little flap, which obviously it seems that the staff was hiding the syrup behind this flap. And there was loads of balls of syrup. And then that just got me in the mood for some syrup. And then it just started from then. And then ever since then, every time I go around, I have some syrup.
I think we need to stop this before he says something that he can't take back.
Well, Ethan... thank you for being you, I guess.
Nah, brilliant. That was amazing.
Can Rybo come to the live show?
He's invited. I don't know if he's coming. He's invited.
What does he do?
He does some like media stuff and works with like Pepsi and that. He was doing stuff with Mason Mount the other day.
There you go. Wow. High flyer.
Yeah, high flyer indeed.
Syrup chaser and high flyer Rybo.
Thank you very much for watching today.
Yeah.
Do us a favour, please. get some live show tickets. Probably all sold out now, hopefully. So we're good at planning. And if you can, let us know your talents and we can make the most of that, because that'd be good, good fun.
Yeah, great little talent show.
Yeah. Get to the Patreon. Got some good stuff coming in Patreon.
Yeah, really good stuff.
Not thought of it yet, but it'll come.
We're filming next week. You better have thought of it.
Oh, it's my house, isn't it?
Yeah.
What am I doing again? Come down with me. I can't wait. I'm going to do a beef shin. I already know the recipe.
Really?
I was like, I saw that. I thought, that's what I'm doing. Beef shin for the boys. Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah. My dog's going to attack Ethan as well, which good. Is going to be good fun. So, come down with me special. My turn to have a go. That'll be with you as well. But yeah, and also you get early access and all the stuff, all the pods. Mm-hmm. Thank you for watching.
Thank you very much. See you in a bit.
Ethan, I'm going to eat all these chips and...
No, you're not.
He is. Joe's going to have it now.
No, you're not. Bye.
Bye, Ethan.
Hey!